I think it's very sad, and I think it's completely inappropriate. I know there were strong feelings about the Thatcher legacy, and I remember at the time getting really angry about some of the things she did, but it's totally inappropriate to dance on her grave in this way, and it's worse than dancing on her grave. It is that aggressive behaviour. It's just an excuse for trouble, and I invite people to come and debate the legacy of Thatcher and after her funeral, and I think we should do that. I mean, Bristol is a great city of debate and ideas. We have a festival of ideas. Come and voice your concerns. Don't use violence as a tool.
But Bristol's always, though, been a heady place for debate, for interest, for division, for people of many different ideas coming together. And sometimes, as we know all too often, that does spark over, doesn't it? And we saw the riots not so long ago, didn't we? Whether it's over a supermarket, whether it's over the death of a prime minister. This is something you and Sue Mount-Stevens, coming in as mayor and, of course, you know, police and crime commissioner, are going to have to take a line on. I mean, how are you going to approach this, George?
Well, I think, fortunately, we're both independent politically, so we can take a sane line that is not coloured by party politics. And I think anybody, any sane person, is going to look at this as a completely inappropriate way of behaving. And I think make sure that we get people to behave in a civilised manner. I want to see Bristol in the newspapers. I want to see Bristol celebrated. Mm. I don't want to see Bristol condemned along with Brixton and other places, as has been done this morning. And I want Bristol to be the friendliest city.
Yeah.
And this doesn't really improve our image. So
it's kind of an irony, because I was sitting with Mike Norton yesterday. He'll be joining us in about half an hour, the editor of the Post, sifting through applications for people who want to be happy city.
Absolutely.
And yet we're sitting discussing this on the same programme.
Yeah. Well, I think we are a very happy city. I think we're also a radical city, and I think we should celebrate that. But let's celebrate it with words, not with bottles.
Aside from those celebrations, that we are hearing reports, and they are just reports, we're reading about those in the press as well, that this might continue. There may be more of these leading up to the funeral next week. What are you going to do? How are you going to approach this over the next week to try and quell this and make sure it doesn't happen again?
Well, I would like to converse with these people. I mean, I'm absolutely convinced that they're just troublemakers. I don't believe that they... Mm. I mean, an awful lot of them would hardly have been thinking politics at the time of Thatcher. So, you know, let's debate it. Let's dig deep into what she did stand for. But let's wait until after her funeral. And I think it is, you know,